Proclamation number 7476 of 13th of December, 1959. Living Faith. Every person should strive to have a living faith, to think with conviction, to keep all doubt at bay and to always draw the strength from a living faith which will make his path through life easier. A firm faith will always make a person's earthly path easily passable. A firm faith will give him security, for a firm faith also presupposes the bond with me which will always provide the person with a feeling of security. However, only faith accompanied by love can be alive. For only love awakens faith to life. But whoever lives in love lives in me and I in him. Thus love secures my presence for you and my presence, again, must also awaken faith in you to life and a living faith gives you the strength again which lets you overcome everything because you are constantly certain of my help. To believe vividly means to know in your deepest heart that what you believe is truth. To believe vividly means not to doubt for a moment the success of what you undertake or request, and to believe vividly further means to let the strength of faith work in my will, which will also sometimes result in unusual activity where the strength of faith is particularly strong. To stand in living faith is already bliss on earth. For the human being need no longer fear anything because he believes it or knows that there is always a way out for him, because there is also nothing insurmountable for him since he is constantly united with me. For he can now work with my strength which is unlimitedly at his disposal if only he believes. Yet how few possess this living faith. How few are so permeated by love for their neighbor that living faith would be the certain result of it. And without love faith remains dead, without love the human being cannot have the strength of faith at his disposal which makes him blissfully happy and able to master all difficulties. Then it will only ever remain dead words if the human being also wants to assure his fellow human beings of his faith. Whereas living faith needs no words but works silently through complete conviction and inner certainty. Precisely through the intimate bond with me, which is the result of love. This is why this inner conviction cannot be expected from a person who is devoid of all love, for he cannot believe but will far rather reject everything he is asked to believe. He is incapable of a living faith because he lacks love. The purest truth could be imparted to him but he will not accept it because love is also required for its recognition and thus love, faith and truth cannot be separated, because pure truth can never be proven either but has to be believed and this can only happen in love. A living faith is blissful. And therefore you should only strive for such a living faith. You should live in love and thereby give life to the faith within you, which will then also provide you with the strength in abundance to act and live on earth in accordance with faith. But only living faith is of value, a dead faith is as good as none, it neither has the strength in itself nor can it give the human being life. The human being will fail when the strength of faith will be demanded of him one day, when he will have to prove himself and make the final decision of faith, on which his soul's fate will then depend after the death of the body. Or also the state of new banishment when the human being still experiences the end of this earth in unbelief. Then the power of faith will prove itself when this decision is demanded of you humans. And then the person who stands in love and in living faith can count himself blessed. Amen.